Welcome to The Artwork of You, the podcast where your life is the canvas and you are the masterpiece. I'm your host, Lori Gouin, and together we'll explore creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and the importance of accountability so that you can paint your life's portrait with confidence and ease. Remember, in the gallery of life, you're not just a spectator, you are the art. So let's grab our brushes and start creating the masterpiece that is you. Hello, my friends. We are at episode 24. I can't even believe it. And I am so glad that you are here with me again today, because today I want to talk about a method for achieving your goals that you might not be aware of. And that's so that you can get straight to an actionable plan. So I'm not just going to discuss goal setting, but I also want to talk about transforming the way that you approach your ambitions, your goals, and your targets. I'm going to discuss the GROW model. It's a practical framework that will guide you from contemplation into action. And I'll also clarify the often confused concepts of targets versus goals. And by the end of the episode, I hope that you'll walk away with not just an understanding, but an actual plan to apply these insights into your ambitions, whatever they happen to be. So before we dive into the GROW model, I want to clear up a common confusion that I see when I talk with people, and that's the difference between a target and a goal. I want you to think of a target as something that you aim for. It's an outcome or a result, like hitting a sales number or losing weight or making X amount of dollars in your business. It's important that you have targets, yes, but it's not entirely within your control because external factors will play a role in that. On the other hand, your goals are actions and behaviors that you commit to, things entirely within your control. So for example, dedicating 2 hours daily to client outreach or following a specific nutrition plan, those are goals, something that you actually can do and check off the box. And the distinction is crucial because while we aim for our targets, we commit to goals. And today we're going to focus on setting goals because that's where your power lies. So now let's talk about the GROW model. And with this understanding of goals versus targets in mind, so we can ensure that our actions align with what we can control. Let's dive into the first component. The G in the GROW acronym stands for goal. A clear goal acts like your North Star. It guides every decision and action that you make. What do you want to achieve and why? And the why is crucial. It's what keeps you pushing forward when things get tough, because inevitably they will. So I want you to think about a goal of yours right now. Hold that thought. And now I want you to refine it. How specific can you make it? For example, if your initial goal is, I want to advance in my career, I want you to drill down. In what way? In what way do you want to advance your career? Is it a promotion you're after, or perhaps a transition into a new field? And then let's get even more specific. For example, I want to secure a project management position in a tech company within the next year. Okay. Now, although that might seem like a goal, I want you to keep in mind that that's actually a target. Here's another example. Instead of saying, I want to be more fit or I want to be healthier, you want to specify something more, something like, I want to run a 5K in under 30 minutes by October. Again, that's not a goal. It's a target, something you're aiming for, but it's clear. So how do we take those targets and turn them into a clear, actionable goal? Again, start by asking yourself, what do I want to accomplish? And then don't stop there. Dig a little bit deeper. Ask yourself, why is this important? And then make it specific and measurable. And that's the difference. So for instance, if your target is to gain 5 new clients at the end of quarter 2, then your goal might be to reach out to 10 potential clients every week. The goal is something that you have control over. It's something you can check off your list as something you have either done or you haven't done. Here's another example. You might say, I want to improve my skills. That's too vague. Instead, specify what skill you want to improve and how you will measure it. So for example, say you want to enhance your public speaking skills. How you would measure that might be, I will deliver 5 presentations without relying on notes. That's very specific and something you can control because you either deliver the 5 presentations without notes or you don't. And when you achieve those goals, again, you're ensuring that you will most likely hit that target of improving your speaking skills. All right, now let's move on to the R of the acronym, which stands for reality. And this is about honest self-reflection. What resources do you currently have and what skills might you need to develop? This requires that you identify not just your strengths, but also your gaps and your weaknesses. And so here's a practical exercise that you can do. Create a two-column list. And on one side, you want to write down all the resources, skills, networks, all the things that you already possess. And on the other side, list what you need to acquire or what skills you need to develop or what resources or connections you need to reach out to. And then you also want to create a list of potential obstacles that might come up. And you want to have a plan to deal with them ahead of time because inevitably they are going to come up and you don't want them to derail you in the moment. So for example, if your goal is to walk 3 miles 5 days a week, an obstacle that will inevitably come up will be the weather, right? It might rain or it might snow. So your way of dealing with this obstacle can be as simple as you will have an umbrella available. And you will know that if it rains or it snows, it doesn't matter because you have an umbrella to take with you and you won't be derailed or you won't be thinking, oh, I can't do it today because of the weather. So in other words, you want to know where you are right now in relation to your goal. Be brutally honest with yourself. If your goal is at 5K and you're currently running a mile in 12 minutes, then that's your starting point. Acknowledge that without judgment, because knowing your starting point and your resources and your potential obstacles is so important. It's really as important as knowing the destination or the target that you want to achieve. All right, now let's move on to the O, and that stands for options. Exploring your options is all about considering all paths, not just the obvious ones. It's about brainstorming all the possible ways to get to your target or your goal. Think wide. There's no idea that is too out there. This is where your creativity can kick in because, again, there are multiple paths to every destination. What are all the possible ways you can achieve your goal? For the 5K goal, options might include joining a run club, following a couch to 5K plan, possibly hiring a personal trainer. Another example might be if your goal is to become more, say, knowledgeable in digital marketing, your options could include online courses, workshops, reading the latest books on the subject, hiring a coach or a mentor, or maybe starting your own small marketing project and then documenting it along the way as a learning experience. Once you've brainstormed and think of as many possible options as you can, then I want you to narrow down your options based on what's actually realistic for you in terms of your time, your resources, and your commitment. Don't use any filter, just brainstorm. All right. And last, we're going to move on to the W, which is for will. And this is where you commit to action. You choose a strategy from the options phase and you commit to it. What will you do this week to move closer to your goal? Because setting deadlines and establishing accountability will drastically increase your chances for success. So for the running example, maybe you decided on a couch to 5K app and plan to run 4 times a week. So write down when and where you will run and track your progress because accountability, as I said, is so key. Tell someone about your plan or even better yet, maybe find a running buddy. Decide right now, what is a first step that you can do, a tiny achievable milestone within the next week, because these tiny commitments that you make to yourself are what builds your confidence. It's what builds your belief. Whatever it is you set out to achieve is actually doable for you. So to wrap it up, understanding and applying the GROW model, complemented by differentiating between your targets and your goals, will really give you a powerful toolkit for achieving not just professional success, but personal fulfillment, in my opinion. And I want you to remember, targets are what we aim for, but goals, those are what we achieve to assure that we'll reach that target. And today's episode is just a starting point. The real magic happens when you apply these insights consistently. Let's not just set targets, let's actually achieve our goals. And remember, every big achievement starts with the decision to try, followed by a small, determined step forward. So keep refining, keep assessing, and most of all, keep moving forward. If you would like help with this process, you're in the right place. This is the work that I do for myself, and this is the work that I do with clients. You can find more about my personalized private coaching by reaching out to me on social media. My new Instagram is at the artwork of you, or you can go to my website, www.thecom. That's a wrap for today, my friends. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And remember to show up in your life like the masterpiece you are, because you are the artwork. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Have a fabulous day.